this would all go better if I could teach you like five things at once. But we have this thing in our brains and time and all that crap. All right, so here's the Venn diagrams again. Remember that we can talk about how much each variable relates bivariately to the criterion. We can look at how the regression weight reflects the unique contribution of each variable to the multiple regression model. And when we talk about building our square, we have to remember that any part of y that's overlapped needs to become part of the R square, whether it's overlapped uniquely by one predictor or overlapped by any combination of two or more predictors. If it's a part of y that's overlapped, it's part of the R square. There is no good way to get from the set of b's or the set of betas to get to R. Although you will sometimes see all sorts of things. The only time that you can take those betas and operate on them and get R square is when there's no overlap between any of the predictors. When there's no collinearity and each variable's relationship is its unique contribution, then if you square the betas, you get R square within rounding error. There's a little bit of a scale difference between an R and a beta. But you can't say that this and this and this add up to R square because you leave off the non-unique multiplex contributions.